Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
And now, The Bonfire with Big J. Okerson and Dan Soder.
Oh, where do I start?
Came floating in today.
Well, I saw Coldplay last night and everything's different now.
Everything is, would you say it's all yellow?
Ooh, buddy, just you saying that reminded me of a bananas story from last night at this show.
First and foremost.
I know.
It's The Bonfire. Sirius XM Faction Talk 103. I'm Dan Soder. That's Big J. Okerson. We got a full family today. We have DJ Lewitsky, Christine Marie Evans, our Black King, the Black Tiger, Louis Jones, and Jacob Attat.
Fucking laced up in Joey Logano today.
Dude, coming in just a solid fucking t-shirt. Just immediately, I always love seeing him because Beezer is Beezer is Beezer all the time from the You Fucked It podcast, Brian Six,
hey,
a.k.a. The Beezer.
The Bees is here.
At
Happened to be in New York.
YFI podcast at YFI podcast.
You fucked it.
You and Shainer.
Cool. Mm-hmm. You came on such a glorious day, Brian.
Yeah?
Yeah. Saw Coldplay last night. Yeah. I don't know if you heard before, but everything's different now.
He doesn't walk. He just kind of floats.
What?
Chris Martin could do anything he wanted to you right now.
A show, dude. Yeah, man. Maybe. You mean like gay stuff?
Yeah, conscious coupling.
Maybe. But I'll tell you, it all lends itself to a theory. There's so many layers to this night. So many layers. Let's just start with the whole thing that it was a tragedy from the beginning, because me and Josh Adam Myers kept saying we're going to go see Coldplay when they come around. I saw him years ago. Dan, you got me tickets for me and Justin to go.
Shout out WXRK, letting me rig competitions for my friends.
That was the Viva La Vida
comics that took
tour.
Me on the road. I could fucking rip off content.
It was 12 years ago. Viva La Vida tour, I believe.
Yeah. So they put that album out.
Yeah. Hung.
I was so hungover playing that record specifically that the beginning of that still gives me metal taste in my mouth, like when you're hungover. Play that. If you could play La Vida, or it's Vida.
Viva La Vida.
Viva La Vida. Dude, we would play it on K-Rock like once an hour, and I would just have the 6 a.m. shift, and I'd be up fucking drinking till like 2. Sleep for 4 hours. I was just telling Lou about it. And then, oh my God, even it's like, it makes my jaw salivate. Yeah, because I would just, you'd have to be like, hey, it's 92.3 K-Rock, New York's only modern rock, and here's the new Coldplay. Don't forget to sign up for the website. And you're like, Jay loves it, though. But when they were coming around, and Jay and Justin were always like joking around about like, we should go to a Coldplay concert and hold hands.
Put each other's hands in each other's pockets.
And I was like,
we did all of this.
I was just like a dude standing outside a fucking Stand Up New York or wherever it was. And I was like, oh, I can fucking just put you guys down on the contest winner thing.
Yeah, you're good.
Just get tickets.
Got us 2 tickets. First time I went by Dan's place. Ever?
Yeah, story.
2225.
Woo! 2555, boys.
2555.
I can say the real address now because I don't live there.
What was the contest that you rigged?
That giveaway. You're listening to K-Rock Chris Martin. When you like, I think it was when you hear this song. Mm-hmm. Caller number 93 gets tickets to see them, and I was like,
can you believe Dan would have to take 92 phone calls and hang up on them?
Can you believe that?
That rules.
Yeah. Fuck.
Sorry,
you.
Dickhead. Fuck you. Oh, sorry, fuck dickhead. You. Dude, sorry, dickhead. Dude, you were 92. That sucks such dick.
Oh, my.
You know what? You always, you really would do that. You would record a guy and just go, hey, man, what number do you think you are? And he'll be like, I don't know what you are. And you're like, you're 91. And he's like, fuck. And he's hanging up. And now you like put that on the break. But my favorite thing with callers ever working in radio was when I worked in Tucson Saturday nights, my roommate would just come to the studio. We'd get blackout drunk. And then we would just answer the request line when two lines were blinking. We would answer it, mute our mics, and just they would talk to each other. And dude, it would make me cry laughing because they'd be like, hey, what's up, Kef May? And the guy would be like, Kef May, what's up? And they didn't know what they were doing. And they'd be like, play Metallica. And he's like, what? We had it recorded on our fucking 360s.
That's hilarious.
I wish I had that CD. But anyways, Coldplay, when you and Justin went, I remember that concert because I was like,
great show. Great show.
They came back and they were like, it was actually a great show.
It was a great show. You know, I like a handful of songs by Coldplay and enough that like, and they did those ones all for sure.
But, damn, you guys had good seats.
There's no seats. So I mean, there was seats. We went to MetLife Stadium.
So you just got down in the pit? You just got down to that fucking
already,
that would be awesome though. In the middle of it, Chris Martin's like, oh, you motherfucker,
I want to say one thing to you fucking pussies.
Oh, the red hat comes
split
out.
Split it.
Oh, I started calling for a wall of death.
Yeah.
He's like, my
wall of death.
Do you guys know
wall
my friend?
Wall of death.
Wall of death. To the wall scientist.
Wall of death.
When the scientist kicks in, I need you guys to fucking go nuts in here.
I'm going to hit the A cordon scientist and I want to see some fucking blood.
So before anything even being at the concert, Josh reminds me like
Chris Martin.
Like 5 days ago.
How did I not bring this up? He's my homie.
He reminds me, he goes, yo, Coldplay is coming this weekend, like 5 days ago. This weekend, he goes, we said we're gonna go, we should go. And I was like, I'm home this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. It's on Sunday, even better. Like mm-hmm. Sunday, I have nothing ever. So I'm like, let's go see fucking Coldplay. And I bought tickets. That night, I think, or the next night, I gave Ari a ride somewhere. And Ari goes, I was like, hey man, I'll see you next week. And he goes, or I'll see you Friday. He goes, yeah, but I'll see you Sunday too for the surprise party for friends of ours. So we're having a surprise party. And I was like, shit, dude. Because he did text me about it.
Yeah.
Like all late night thing. Mm-hmm. He was like, hey, this thing, having a surprise party, come. Christine, you can bring the dog, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, cool, dude. It's a Sunday. I'm around. Didn't put it in a calendar or anything like that at all. And bought these tickets.
Mm-hmm.
So Ari's doing Ari, of course, and blaming it all on his girlfriend, but he keeps going, she's furious that you guys aren't coming. And he knows me enough to know I wear that 4 days.
Yeah.
Weighing out. And I got Josh going, like, come on, we're going to Coldplay.
I'm pretty sure he's going to let me get up there and jam.
He's like, well, I go, no, listen, we're going to Coldplay. I bought the tickets. So we're going to go to Coldplay. And I'm working it out with Ari what we're going to do. And we did. We ultimately go, okay, we're going to come like for the surprise of the surprise party. But sure, then we got to go. And he's like, all right. So we get that calmed down. Day of yesterday morning, that finally gets resolved. How we're going to work that out. Meanwhile, what's going on behind the scenes is I've been on phone calls, massive amounts of email text, threads back and forth, and customer support like chat. For cumulative hours, because my tickets that I paid for a lot for have not shown up still. And it keeps saying something went wrong.
You didn't do the e-version? There was like you wanted physical?
It was an e-version. No, I always do e-version, but they have to be like third-party seller or something. It's just a wacky situation. Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
And I've had this before where they go, well, sometimes it comes in like day of, mm-hmm. even, because they don't release the seats. So I'm like, all right. You know, like I kept talking to all these people, and they go, don't worry until like day of. Day of, come, nothing.
Still no. Did you go to your Chris Martin poster in your room and be like, Chris?
Scream crying into the pillow.
And then gets up and goes, Chris, I'm going to need a big favor.
So fuck all those.
I'm going to need you to look down upon me right now. Send Christopher. Those tickets. Christopher, I don't come to you for much.
Slowly looking
but
up.
But when I need like, you.
Yeah.
I need you
right now.
When I left Ari's house, I didn't have tickets still.
You just knew you were going to get in there.
Well, no, I'm going to have to figure out a fucking refund with these people somehow. Christ only knows how long that's going to take.
Fuck.
For a lot of money. got the same exact thing. We just wanted general admission. We wanted to be on the floor.
Yeah.
For less than half the price, day of. We just went, and we went.
So you never got them?
Got them.
Oh, yeah, you got them.
I got them for less than half the price. Oh, I got new tickets.
No, but I'm saying the original tickets.
No, I still have to figure out a refund from them. And it's a lot.
Damn, dude.
That sucks.
It sucks. But
was that like through an app?
Yeah, SeatGeek.
Yeah, that's what I use.
Ticketmaster. I know, but sometimes it's just a third party. Sometimes it's better just to go through Ticketmaster. Their fees are less than SeatGeek's, too.
Damn.
But they try. I mean, I don't know. Like, the customer support was good, but like...
Do you think at the final moment they were like, fuck this guy, I gotta see.
They were making you think. They're like, dude, you sure about this?
Yeah. He goes, no, freeze him out.
Cold-plated.
He was going against New Jersey's top negotiator. Yeah. And he goes, you know what? I'm going to hold on to these tickets. I'm going to see if this guy really wants to do this. Make that move.
Wacky parking traffic. Wacky parking traffic.
Oh, MetLife?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now there's that mall over there now, too. The American Dream Mall is open. So
yeah, they had that giant ski jump, the sports complex.
We kept laughing. We kept laughing our asses off because they built one of those Mall of America company.
Oh, okay.
Built one in Jersey. It's right next to MetLife. Directly next to it.
Out in the mash.
Yeah. So we were laughing, though, saying it's like, yeah, because I want to go grab a new hat and some sweatpants. I'm going to run over to the mall because it's in 4 hours of traffic to go. It seems like a nightmare. Yeah. If there's an event going on at MetLife, don't go to the mall.
Every event.
It's insane. Like that crossover is a bad thing.
I had two friends come out for the Broncos Seahawks Super Bowl when they got their when the Broncos got their shit pushed in by those stupid sea chickens. And their complaint about the whole thing was like that traffic on the way back was fucking wild. I had friends go to WrestleMania at MetLife, and they stopped taking buses at a point, and people were stranded out there. All I've heard about going to MetLife is that it fucking sucks to get to and get home from.
Getting home's great. That was no problem at all.
Okay.
But it was, going there was a pain in the ass. Like, once you get to, like, the exits, it's just because it's all these cars going into, like, one line, basically, for 60,000 people or whatever it is. You know what I mean? And,
just hungry for fucking...
Did you leave early, though? Because I've heard nothing but bad about leaving there. You'll just sit if you don't leave early.
Oh, I guess leaving we were. Yeah, it was a lot of traffic in that line to get out of there. But the thing is, like, once you get into the line, it moves right away. So that wasn't crazy. It was like 20 minutes, maybe. It wasn't nuts. For what it is, it wasn't bad at all. For having no alternative other than taking a train, which I'm not into at all...
You don't live that track life?
Nah, I don't live that track life, dude. What am I, a hobo?
I do. I personally like riding the rails, but that's just
I know
me.
You do. You do.
I like having a story in
that's
my heart.
You're going to be that ghost from Ghost.
Yeah.
The guy
get
just
off my train!
This is where I hang out.
Hey, I was playing solitaire on my phone.
What's
in the
your
train.
Wi-Fi password?
Hey, get off my train.
So, we parked the car. We open up our mushroom chocolates, and we take them. That's when the night starts going rad, like real good. We took whatever the perfect amount was. I don't know how. I mean, I should say that. Probably not for me. I guess, should have taken more because it never smacks me the way it's smacking everybody else, but I was feeling them enough that it was a good time. Mm. We get inside, and first person I see... Yeah.
It's just them. It's just Christine and Jay. In actuality, they never saw Coldplay.
Yeah.
They were just on the parking lot looking for fucking, just looking for shit in the gravel.
Dan.
Everyone's like, who are these two people? And they're like,
Dan, I like your joke, but we didn't see Coldplay. We witnessed Coldplay.
Oh.
It was.
Who opened? A book of poems?
No.
They burned sage, and then they just brought them out.
It might as well. When we get in there, it's still daylight, so there's a lot going on. One, this concert is being powered completely by renewable energy, so what they have is these dippy fans, they have them cranking bicycles. You take turns cranking bicycles. There's like 20 bikes.
By the way, when you said that on the phone today, I thought you were kidding.
No. There was bicycles.
So someone just had to sign up and ride a 5K to get through the scientists?
No, you don't sign up. You just go. You can do it for a minute, and then somebody else will jump on or somebody won't.
Do you guys want any beers? I'm going to pop out and go ride about 4 miles,
yeah.
Power
that's,
up one of the right side of the stage.
Of like
there you
a
go.
Painting party.
There's pictures of it.
When people are like, come over, we're having a painting party. I'm like, you're putting me to work, you asshole. What are you talking about?
A painting party?
Yeah.
I don't like this. They go, Chris Martin's like, we can really, this concert would be a lot easier if you guys help move me.
Yeah.
Goes, so I've got a couch and I've got like.
You want to come to my grand piano moving party?
The bend down the stairs is weird for the lazy boy, but you guys, we can do this. And I'll sing while you do it.
You do it.
You do it, and I'll fucking sing for you.
So they're cranking their bikes.
Yeah.
Also, there's two. Oh, there they go. Yeah. There's two dance floors.
It's like a gayer Peloton.
There's two dance floors on the floor, too, that are kinetic dance floors.
What does that mean?
The people moving on it is like creating electricity, I guess, somehow.
Dude, they would only need you, Jacob. You just go in the middle of that and start fucking cutting it up.
Oh, dude, you start fucking giving the motorcycle dance.
Yeah,
dude.
And it's like, it's happening. All you see from space, you just see New Jersey lighting up more and more.
Jacob must be getting loose on the kinetic dance floor.
Sir, we got some sparks.
Sir, we have a problem in Sector 4. There's an overload of energy.
We go get some drinks. Our sodas and waters and whatnot, and then we come out to watch, get a good spot to watch her opened.
Mm-hmm. Who you love, your biggest music crush. Love the album. I've heard the album multiple times.
Me and Christina both agree on this. I don't necessarily like her music's not my kind of music. There's those two songs that I know that I think
guess
are great.
I'll just go fuck myself.
But no, for sure. But she's just gorgeous and so talented.
I don't even know who this is.
Her name's Her, yeah.
H-E-R.
H-E-R. She's like Girl Prince, dude. She rocks.
She's awesome.
Just cut to the end when she's shredding. But she closed her set with this song, and man, she just was great. So talented, man. She ruled. Her. Go to the end when she shreds.
Whoa.
And then keep changing the volume if you can. Yeah. That's not hot? Come on, Bees.
No. I've literally never heard of her.
It'd be great if Bees was dating her. She got off. He's like, your solo's all right.
Yeah.
Heard of her. Ruined her.
Whatever, dude.
I don't know. You ever seen AC/DC?
Dude. I don't know if you've ever seen Kansas in the 70s.
Yeah. Carry On, My Wayward Son. He fucking rips that. So probably learn your classics, and then maybe we can go get a cup of coffee.
Yeah, but she's just walking by, like, fake-ass Ted Nugent.
Yeah. Yo, Nuge wouldn't even allow you on his ranch.
No way.
Forgotten Key West, some lady told me that she's probably Chris Robinson from the Black Crowes' daughter. Her mom was a groupie, and it's Chris Robinson from the Black Crowes or the fiddle player from Kansas.
What?
Is who? Really?
It's just this girl's dad. Dude, that's one of them. But you know there's also, or some guy named Paul.
Yeah. In reality, it's just a sadder one, like the guitar tech.
For sure.
Who's like, dude, I don't know. We're a fucking...
Or a local guy who worked at a Royal Farms.
Yeah, he goes, I blew a load in her after a Kansas show, and I think she just wanted a story to be better.
She said she fucked the fiddle player, but I did tell her I was the fiddle player.
I told her I messed around on the fiddle, and I knew a couple Kansas songs, but...
I noodle on the fiddle.
So her opens.
Kills it. And then...
Is it still light out?
Yeah. It was starting to get, like, dark, though. And right at dusk, Coldplay, their screens start going. And then two of the twinkiest twinks walk out on stage. I mean, wearing nothing, essentially. Mm-hmm. Like, they're painted and whatever. And they come out, and they've never been on microphones before. They're both foreign.
Yeah, one of them runs off kinetic energy. You know what I mean?
There's theories on this show. I have so many things to talk to you about.
What are they called?
They're just two guys. What do I call that? What do I call them? I can't say that on the radio.
No.
I can't say what they're called on the radio,
Do you have video or pictures of them?
I thought you meant this was like one of the opening acts.
Nope. What they do is they come out and they go, hello, everybody's. He goes, yay. And everyone cheered. And he goes, because before the Coldplay comes out, he goes, we're going to show a little video to show you how this concert is running on all renewable. And then they just play like a 3-minute video about how you're pedaling and all that shit does stuff. And then it comes back to them. They go,
and then now our honeymoon video. Yeah. That's what we're here for.
There we go.
Ow. 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 And Chris Martin.
You think
Martin,
I'd be used to it by now, but he still hurt.
He was so sweet to let us use the music to score it.
Ow. 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 Every pump, more pain.
Then they go, everybody Coldplay. And then Coldplay comes out. And I mean, from opening bell, just lights this fucking place on fire.
What are they opening?
I mean, for a song I didn't know.
And it still got you.
Dude. Can I tell you something? Any song that's even decent becomes amazing when you have a confetti cannon involved. A confetti cannon changes everything.
What?
Fucking beach balls. First song, 7,000 beach balls came out.
Well, also, did you say, have you said the big thing when you walk in, what they give you?
Yes. Oh, yes.
That's which a very is big thing. Huge.
They give you a wristband that you put on.
Okay.
This is my wristband to get on the thing.
They did that at halftime at the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Dude, it
they do it at every show.
Yeah,
it's synced to a program, so where you're standing.
Which, by the way, wasn't a big fan of that when I was so stressed out about the Niners at halftime, and then Shakira and J-Lo are singing, and my wrist is blinking, and I'm like, shut up, you stupid bitches.
That was really, really funny.
Shut the fuck up, Chiefs.
Dude,
I hate the fucking Chiefs.
I couldn't even have gathered the idea of being miserable with this thing on my wrist. What a funny thing to have happen. He goes, I'm furious with a blinky wrist.
And it's like Shakira be like,
Shakira, Shakira.
And I'm like, shut the fuck up. Yeah. I'm like, fucking Mahomes.
Shakira, Shakira.
I'm telling you, Dan, we had these bracelets on. And that I was going into this concert, I was kind of, I was like, oh, cool, we're going to see Coldplay. I was more excited about her. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, wow, we're going to see her. I really wanted to see her. And we... I mean, as soon as the music hits and the fucking all the bracelets light up, I was like, this is going to be one of the best shows I've ever seen. Like, you could just feel it from the moment it started. I was like, this is going to be one of the best live shows I've ever seen.
I'm going to say this genuine moment here. For the over the last like several years with Christine, that show, whatever that amount of mushrooms was, whatever it was, I thought the show was phenomenal, but like it wouldn't be my favorite concert ever because musically it wasn't my favorite, but like it was amazing. Hang on, Christine cut loose, dude. She was having so much fun. She was smiling the whole time. She danced in a way I saw all my life. 10 years. I've never seen her dance like this before. I was even looking down almost going like, all right, Christine, moving. She was
I'm
doing
a dancer.
All right. She was. It that was night, the best dancing I've ever seen Christine do, and it was in place dancing, and it was still. She was just. She was having so much fun. It made me so happy.
It started happening where like just the way, and it's like the music of the Spheres tour and the way the sky looks. You're just like, oh my god! And I was like, I didn't know we were at a fucking dance party. Like I had no idea walking into that's what it was gonna be. And it was like this like live show dance party the whole time.
Chris Martin's listening right now in his car and he's going,
that's right.
It's exactly what I wanted.
Well,
looks like it was a success.
If you're listening, Chris, now to give a couple of my theories on what's going on.
Uh-oh, child brides.
Well, Christine had a good one. She had a real good one. That's pretty good. The stage is set up sort of... It looks...
Well, first, the way it comes out, too.
A Fantasia.
Yeah.
Yeah, they come out to Fantasia.
Badass movie. Great. Good
then,
stuff. Disney.
And then
clean company.
And then the stage is set up.
Loves God.
At first, it's like... It's set up like a half arc screen behind them.
Mm-hmm.
And then two circle screens.
Mm.
Over here, and Christine goes, yeah, it's like the mouse ears is like the design of the stage. And he comes out to Fantasia, and Christine goes... I bet they're Nazis. I go, they might be Nazis.
No,
it's the whitest event I've ever been to.
Anti-Semitic.
Whatever it is.
Say Nazis.
But then think about their outfits and the V, and they wear all the.
He goes,
they like wearing tight shit.
Walt
tight
Disney
uniformy stuff.
Had some points.
That was all wild.
Dude, who's going to get the trains to run on time?
Singing, no me.
Yeah.
So you guys, that was your first theory, they're
and
Nazis.
The Jews own all the banks.
He's like, Guten Tag, Guten Tag, MetLife. Austin Gigan Slagen, the scientist. The scientist is about fucking...
all the experiments they did on the Jews.
They did all the eugenics.
Yeah, maybe.
Throwing out copies of Mein Kampf.
He goes, dude, read the lyrics of the scientist. It's really going to upset you.
Yeah. You got to hear without the music behind it. It's pretty dark shit.
He's like, dude, Joseph Mengele was into some fucked up shit, and I think Chris Martin's super into him.
If Coldplay just played backwards, just comes out with
now play that back, and it was all yellow.
Hitler.
Third Reich shall rise.
Zip zap on the banks.
What if I told you that there was a thing called Operation Coldplay? You don't even know that Coldplay is a reference to a thing. Coldplay was actually a Nazi program ran.
Yeah. They're all sleeper cells.
I love that.
Now that's what a lot of people would say, and I won't argue, is a far-fetched theory.
Sure.
Sure.
But you and Christina are on enough mushrooms to be scared?
A little nervous. Here's what I'm certain of.
Good song.
And I'm taking a stance on this one.
Because that was off
Lupita. Oh, dude, that slaps.
I do want to say, because it was a good... The amount of mushrooms we were on was very, very, very tiny, where things were like a little blurry, but it wasn't anything like...
I'm Prosecutor Dan, and I got you on charges. You're on mushrooms.
Too late. Here's the theory that I'm almost certain of, and I'll stand by this with my choke jerk theory.
Possibly your greatest theory.
Yeah, this might be my second best one. Conscious uncoupling with Gwyneth Paltrow. A no argument, separation, divorce, moving on.
The goop goddess.
With one thing you can't argue, if you're Gwyneth Paltrow, like being married to Chris Martin, like she'd still get wet standing side stage of what was there last night.
Yeah, dude, you're telling me I'm getting it third hand and I'm all wet.
Right. She'd get wet from seeing that show after fucking him 7 bazillion times.
He plays chopsticks quickly. I'll fuck him.
Here's my bet.
He just hits the knuckles.
My theory is the reason that went so okay, and I watched this. I studied this guy on stage last night. Stared at him for 2+ hours.
Yeah.
And here's what I'll say. Chris Martin is gay on cocaine. He is
that gay.
Dude, they show him on camera, they get close to him, his eyes are always like fucking open, dude. And he dances around very willy-nilly. He, a lot of pinks and blues, and he's just got a sort of effeminate thing to him. He's in shape for his age.
Do you think that...
There's a lot going on. I think this dude's a gay man.
Do you think the two twinks that came out and introduced him, do you think those are his snacks?
Absolutely,
for after the show?
I do. Yes, I said. Well, Christine, what did I say in the car? One for each ball.
One for each ball.
Yeah. And he just... Do you think like that's like the fish that they toss Shamu?
Absolutely. He goes, yeah. I goes, slow down, boys. There's plenty for both of you.
Sorry, oh man, you guys are hungry after watching me do that to the MetLife Stadium.
Fishy want food? Want the food?
The parking's not going to be the only thing that's plugged up here tonight.
Is that from last night?
Yeah.
Is he jacked?
He's in good shape, but he dresses stupid.
You don't say. Yikes.
He's a ham on stage? Like you
Such
know, he doesn't.
Penis.
Do you know he used to just sit at a piano? Like this guy works the stage. He dances all over the stage.
So your theory is that he's a closeted gay man.
I do. I think he's a closeted gay guy.
Get out, dude.
I could get on board.
Gay on cocaine, dude. They got his eyes in that thing. He was like,
dude. It's so funny when you see.
This is the best Sunday ever.
When you grow up and then you just start noticing how many people are on cocaine on television, especially during live shit like award shows, where they're like,
yeah,
like, that's fucking nuts. I love him to death. I don't know if he was on coke, but during that Miley Cyrus New Year's Eve thing, I was like, damn, dude, either Pete is he's on a lot of coffee or a ton of blow, because you could see his eyes through the sunglasses. He was like, this next performance was pretty crazy. And you're like, god damn, dude.
He goes, you guys like R&B?
Yeah.
You guys want to take a run at me? I'll fucking kill you all.
Tony Montana in it. But Chris Martin, you just saw him fucking pie-eyed, huh?
I think this guy is, first of all, his age, that energy he puts out there.
How old is he?
He's got to be late 40s.
Think he's doing some tea? Think he's doing some testosterone?
52, I'd say.
Maybe even 50s, early 50s. Yeah.
He's dating Dakota Johnson.
45. Well, I was totally wrong. How old's Gwyneth Paltrow?
49.
49, yeah. He goes, you're getting old, bitch. I don't want to shop with you anymore.
Oh, my God. You're like an old bag.
Just take care of the kids and shut it.
She's a pig. Yeah.
I can't trust this guy, though. He's got, like, 4 first names.
Yeah.
Christopher Anthony John Martin.
That's crazy. Pick one, dude. You got 4? 4 is nuts. 2's bad. 4 is...
Cager.
He's named after his gay lovers.
He's like, there's Christopher, there's Anthony, there's John, there's Martin.
Yeah.
I take them all. So one funny. For each hole.
Right at the moment, Jay was like, he's probably gay, was like right at the moment where I was like, man, I'd love to fuck that man. Like, I was like, whoa. Like, it'd be so fucking awesome to just, like, fuck Chris Martin.
And then he's like, well, that's a one-way street.
Why would fucking him be so, what do you think he... What gives
just
you the vibe?
That energy. Like, I mean, I could like, see have sex with that energy.
Oh, okay, because I was gonna say I could see you being fingered by him because he's got those piano hands. Yeah. He'll probably knock you back to seventh grade.
He gets in the grooves, dude.
Yeah, dude. Stomps on your foot and then just fingers the fuck out of you. Because that's not the code. No, that's not the code. There it is.
It's the talent.
Turns out dancing around does get me wet.
Yeah, totally. Well, have fun. You want to face the same fate as Gwyneth Paltrow when you get turned down. Either that or he's going to take a dump in your cooch before he fucks you.
That's hilarious.
To make it like a butthole, get it?
Do you mind if I give you a little butt burrito? She goes, what is that? He goes, it's actually pretty complicated, but I poop in your pussy, and then I shove it in, and then I stick my penis in it. It feels like I'm having sex with a boy's butt. With a boy's bum.
Sure. Whatever rocks your boat.
Look at that. I do rule the world.
Was Josh dancing?
Yeah.
Was he?
Was he doing this?
Oh, no. He went fucking imaginary ball.
Is he doing hippie girl?
Me and Josh were dancing. Jay dance. Was like nodding.
He goes, hey. Hey, Jay, watch out. This giant ball's going to hit you.
Do you have the video you took?
The video I took?
Of all the lights, and then you come around to me and Josh?
Oh, yeah, that really made me laugh.
Hey, I'm going to start dancing. You just follow suit.
No, Josh went into a mushrooms thing where he started like eyes closed, a little doing it to himself for a little bit.
Did you get video?
No.
Just twerking his nips.
I should.
Eyes closed.
Dude, if he's just Megan the Stallion and it just.
While she's bringing that up, what no one saw coming at this concert. Oh, actually, let me.
The Slayer bloodbath.
Well, let me start saying the hilarious, like, negative. The hilarious
he
negative
starts
stuff.
Pouring blood.
Gwar.
Yeah. Raining blood.
I want to do a little cover called Raining Blood. Everyone's like, no, what?
Yeah, that would be great.
Let me give the other cool thing before I start getting on the negatives and the ridiculouses.
Before Jay's gripes, that's our new segment.
The big surprise, DJ Lou thought of you immediately, 30 feet from us. I got pictures of that, too, to show how close we were. They fucking introduced Bruce Springsteen, I don't know, when he comes on stage and does two songs with him.
They said that outside. He lives at MetLife. Yeah, yeah. He's just got a cot in the basement.
Yeah, dude.
He goes, who's playing tonight? I don't know, Bieber. I'm going to stay asleep.
Yeah, I'll be down here. I'm going to finish Stranger Things.
Yeah, Stranger Things season 4/11 is getting bullied in a way that's unbelievable.
He's knocking on the
ceiling. Yeah. Shut up. Shut up. And they go, Bruce, it's me, Chris Martin, your favorite Nazi. Yeah. And he goes, oh, hell, man, I'll come up. What do you want me to see?
Oh, they say it's right, Working on a Dream. That's the song, dude. It's great Bruce Springsteen to see close, because even I don't know the song very well. It's just him going, Working on a Dream.
Oh, yeah. Classic.
He always says lifting an armoire. Okay, he's like, one, two, three, Working on a Dream. Oh, hear that pop. Can you bring that up?
You can see my hand there, probably. That's my hand.
Something happened in 5, 4, 3, 2. All right, don't
this
like it.
Casting a spell.
Oh, by the way, Dan, you want to know what I was doing right here? I had my hands up and wiggling my fingers so we could have the fireworks happen.
You have to do jazz hands to see fireworks?
Yeah, were you a cheerleader trying to stop a high school free throw?
We didn't have to. He asked us if we would, and we did.
Yeah.
You do what Chris Martin says in that moment.
He goes, everyone, now... I'm also going to be putting homosexuals, Catholics, and blacks on trains, not just Jews.
Yeah. He's controlling the whole crowd. Sounds familiar.
Oh, yeah. That sounds pretty good. Is he doing it from a balcony? Does he have any art history?
He's like, let's get Bruce up
here. Yeah, he wants us to keep putting our arms up in the air for our blinky lights. I know what's happening.
Look at the Dippin' Dot sign, dude.
Yeah, Dippin' Dots.
All day long.
Dippin' Dots.
Bruce coming out, awesome.
Well, hey, I want to hear the pop.
Hey, what's going on? This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Let me tell you something right now. The winter is leaving and the spring is coming. There's a lot of things happening. We're going to be hanging out again. We're going to be with each other again. You know, barbecues and going to the lake. And maybe your battery's awesome. Maybe your life battery's charged. But maybe you're a little sad. Maybe you don't know what's going on. But I'll tell you right now, I... need somebody to talk to on a regular basis because I can't do this stuff myself. I can't figure it out. I get into trouble when I start doing it on my own. My best thinking has gotten me into a lot of trouble. So what do? I talk to somebody. I use another person to bounce stuff on to help me with self-awareness, goals, and achievements. I get them to get me thinking on the right path so I can do the things I want to do and be the person who I really am around the people I love, especially with this summer coming up. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, which I love. You don't have to go in 45 minutes, find a parking spot, go upstairs, wait in a creepy room with some sound machine, and then see somebody you know walking out as you're walking in. Designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapies anytime you want for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bonfire today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bonfire.
Hey guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire, and of course that is Metro by T-Mobile. Listen, we all know life is full of yada yada, calling customer service and trying to sign up for a new program or plan or any kind of subscription, and you get a whole bunch of nonsense and long paperwork and contracts you can't get out of, pricier subscriptions, subscription prices going up. I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hidden deep in the fine print or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere and your seat probably reclines. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. But listen, you don't take yada yada in life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and no yada yada. Nada. Yada yada. Stop at one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide right now. Guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire. And of course, that is Prize Picks, everybody. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. You can win 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. It's very simple. You're picking more or less than the projected stats on 2 to 6 players. If you pick right, you win. That's it. For example, Tyrese Maxey. Maybe it says he'll score 13 points tonight. If you pick more and he scores more, you win. You pick less, he scores less, you win. It's that easy. You against the numbers only. You could turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Download the app today and use code BONFIRE for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's code BONFIRE for a first deposit match of up to $100. Pick more. Pick less. It's that easy.
1 of 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off that list with Babbel.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
Who's A?
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks.
Bueno note, buenos aires.
Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove Babbel is just better. One study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college.
Non parliamo molto bene.
Babbel has over 10 million subscriptions sold, and all of Babbel's 14 language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee.
Hello. Hey, you know how you say no?
Go on.
No.
Yeah, I'm going to write that down. N.
I am learning Italian off of Babbel right now.
No. Hola.
Here's a special limited time deal for listeners. Right now, you get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/bonfire. Get 55% off at babbel.com/bonfire, spelled BABBEL.com/bonfire. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay.
I can't believe we get to say it, but please welcome Mr. Bruce Springsteen.
I was just getting a hot dog.
Hanging drywall.
Josh is going, what the fuck? Oh. What the fuck?
That's my t-shirt icon. I wear my shirts as tight as Bruce does. Hey, what's up? I'm here for everyone with an underbite.
He's great.
I'm here to sing for everyone.
Bruce Springsteen goes, well, the guy's got a tattoo. I might as well sing the song.
He goes, well, I love being here. I remember when the Giants made me lose my ass, dropping one of the Redskins in 94. He's just a degenerate gambler. He's just bringing up all his losses.
He's like, you remember that Joe Theismann game? I had the Redskins.
He's just bitter about all the bets he lost in MetLife. He goes, oh, man, I can't believe I'm standing here. Can't believe I took that over on that Jets Titans game in 2016. I lost $30,000. What do you want to sing, you little queer?
Jacob, you know, I thought of you yesterday.
What do you want to sing?
I thought about you yesterday, Jacob, when I was looking up in the rafters there at the famous Jets names up there, and I'll tell you who was up there.
Hotter than my guest. No.
Jay,
no.
Can I tell you right now? All weekend in Grand Rapids, I was just singing to myself. And I was like, coming every day, coming every day, hotter than my guest, no. Cause, oh, you know why? Because at the where the shows were in Grand Rapids.
It was inverted?
It was inverted. It was where the green room was down this long hall, and there was a movie theater attached. So in the hallway, when you would walk to the green room, you would hear Top Gun through the wall because they were playing Maverick next door.
Okay.
And it was like, you know, I was walking late after a show. And you could tell it was the end of the movie because it was like, boom, 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 boom. And I was like, oh, that's the end because I'm going to see it tomorrow. So okay. I was like, ah, fuck, I don't want to see it. But at one point, I was like, isn't Mommy Ray hotter than my guest? No, no. So, yeah, that's a hit. You got yourself a hit.
Sure. Mark Astor, dude, his name was up there in the bleachers. Like, there he is. I was good. You know what's funny? This is why I'm not good at, like, social media or anything. I thought it would be funny to film when Bruce Springsteen, like, was singing and then slide it over. And then, like, I don't know how to do the thing. And then I want to say, when it swings over, stop listening to Bruce Springsteen and Chris Martin.
You can do that. You can
and then
music.
Just say that this situation is hotter than Mark Gastineau. And then, like, and then have it switch to
hotter than Mark Gastineau.
But I don't know how to do any of that shit.
You could learn easy.
But I thought about it a lot. I thought about doing that so much.
Did you guys see Matt? I know you just said you're seeing it tomorrow.
They saw it together. Yeah.
You saw Maverick?
Yeah. I thought it was dumb.
Yeah?
I thought it was pretty dumb. But it was fun.
Yeah.
Very fun.
Yeah, we saw him on Wednesday in Philly.
Yeah.
He was at the Phillies game.
And, oh, Miles Teller.
Yeah. And fucking Shane. But I was like, there he is. I spotted him. McKeever told us. He ran into him before we all met up down to the game. And then I was like, you're kidding me. Because I'm obsessed with The Offer. The show on Paramount. It's amazing.
Right. I heard it's great.
It's so good.
Yeah. It's on Paramount Plus?
Yeah. Dude, whoever casted the show should be the only casting person in. Dude, the kid they have playing young Pacino, I thought was like CGI. Like,
oh, shit. It's about the Godfather.
King Godfather. The making of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like with dealing with Joe Colombo and the rest of the mob and everything. It's Giovanni Ribisi. He actually kind of talks like you guys, Josh Adam Myers impression.
He really does. This. Hey, oh, Mike, that's my homie.
Yeah. Oh, Giovanni Ribisi, because I know him. He's stealing my voice.
Yeah. Shane met, like, so at the end of the game, we left, and we kind of, like, split up, and we all met over at Xfinity Live across the street, and fucking, right as I'm walking in, he posts that picture of him and Miles. I was like, you're a motherfucker.
Did he bump into him?
We saw him. He was, like, we were right behind home plate, and he was down by the dugout. I kept pointing, though. I just kept pointing at him. And yeah. I don't know what the deal. And when I found out his name in Maverick is Rooster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, if they don't play fucking Alice in Chains, dude, they came to snuff him, dude.
Nope.
God, what a miss.
No, it's a miss. Major miss. So there was. This was the good thing. Now we're starting getting wacky. This concert. One, Chris Martin does two. Duets with a puppet. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen at a concert. He does two full duets with a puppet who's just mouthing. There's a puppeteer on stage making a puppet pretend to sing the song that's playing over the speaker.
I thought you could say it was like an Asian sex doll.
Yeah. No. He goes, bring me one of my Japanese lifelike ones. I want to do a romantic song with her.
It's so
weird. I blew a load in here in the tour bus before the show.
It's very, very strange that he sings with a puppet.
Bring out a puppet. It sounds like a crazed king.
Yeah. It does. Well, you know, also because one of them, the puppet was behind like a desk of some sort or something. But the first one, the puppet's just out there with like a puppeteer has to dress like a ninja. So you have to act like you don't see him while he puppets.
Oh, God. This when they ran this idea, there was two guys in the fucking band who strained their eyes from rolling.
Oh, these are... Oh, puppets like Muppets.
I'll tell you where
on
I...
your bad list?
I'll tell you, this was dumb. It was
the coolest Muppet I'd ever seen.
That's her, right up front. Fairy with the Marilyn Manson eyes. But look at these guys jamming to puppets. It's stupid.
Yeah, this is like... He's basically imitating, like, Celebration Station. When he has the fucking...
Damn, dude. No one here knows Celebration Station, but I know Celebration Station.
Best pizza.
That was
ever,
fucking.
Dude.
That was.
I'm assuming it's the Chuck E. Cheese band.
It's the Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, which Chuck Celebration Cheese Station
was our version.
Yeah, that was our branch off.
Our Chuck E. Cheese had a mass shooting at it because it's Colorado.
Damn.
Did it really?
Yeah, hell yeah. Fucking Nathan Dunlap.
By the way.
I was in middle school. He killed my fucking...
The kid who did it?
He killed my fucking... He was a high school kid. He killed my fucking soccer coach's brother. And then we fucking won the Aurora Invitational.
Yeah.
Shout out, whatever your name was.
Sorry. Yeah, I wasn't that emotional about it.
Nathan Dunlap let that chopper sang at a fucking Chuck E. Cheese. I guess he worked there and got fired and came back and fucking shot it up. But it was
Chuck
was
E.
Like,
Cheese.
Imagine caring about that fucking job. That
I know.
Like you,
and you can't clean puke out of a fucking.
And that fucking banjo playing bear took one to the shoulder. Never could play the banjo again.
Son of a bitch.
he caught a stray. Yeah,
singing with a puppet's pretty bizarre.
Yeah.
It was a weird thing that was.
And he did it twice.
Twice. It was very weird. Now. The most surprising thing that anyone could have imagined at a Coldplay concert was, well, you're getting the people at the concert, good people watching, because everyone's the same with like a little tinge of difference. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're going real basic white,
but like young.
Yeah.
There was a lot of noobs. New boobs. And they couldn't wait to like rock them out, but you could see where their chest, like the skin probably hurts still because they just came in and they're so excited. There's like hard tits.
This is fake tit. This is in shape successful.
Not
fake tit rock.
Not fake tit. I'm telling you, new boobs, like 17-year-old girl who's looked at her tits hurt because they're just like they just came in.
Yeah, I went the other way with
and
that.
Yeah, me too. I thought it was a bunch of girls with fucking Scottsdale tits.
No.
Just in a plungy fucking thing.
Like, hippie-ish adults.
My husband likes when I show them off.
No, hippie-ish adults.
Okay.
Sort of, who looked a little out of place there too. And then plenty of just like fratty bro.
I was going to say a lot of khaki shorts with boat shoes and fucking flip flops.
Yes.
A lot of collared short sleeve shirts.
A lot of not giving a fuck about the shoes at all.
I mean, of course, bro.
Like wearing like dance Asics on that, and shit.
You got to dance on that fucking kinetic dance floor.
Yeah, a lot of dad shoes there for sure. But at one point, I just saw where it starts to kick off. But I guess some young hot chick with like a unicorn painted on her face or something. Walks by and bumps into, there is a 20-something-year-old big fat lady.
Mm.
Her mother, who looks like a little old fucking weirdo.
Her feeder?
A weirdo, her mom, for sure, and another one of their friends.
I keep her on my phone as zookeeper.
And she bumped into... the cute chick like bumped into them some way, or maybe didn't acknowledge it or some way, and the fat lady, water whatever it was, like throws water like
nice.
Gets it like hits her good like on the face and shit, and that girl turns around, she's like, what the fuck, and then the fat lady was like, that's fucked up what you just did, which I'm sure it wasn't that big of a deal whatever she did, you know what I mean, she goes, fucked up what you did, and then the girl kind of walked back to her, the cute young girl, and then. The mom started to come over and get in her face.
Nice, dude. Mama bears
and
out.
And then people were like, that's enough, it's enough, it's enough. They kind of broke it up for a second, so it didn't get anywhere. And then the cute chick runs back and fucking just I mean, kicks this lady right in her fat ass. I mean, just gave her a launch in the ass. And then
was
actual
it, can I ask you a question? Kick-wise, was it up and in or was it forward?
Forward.
So she gave her a fucking 300 kick in the dish.
Yeah, she Spartan kicked her ass.
Nice. All right.
For sure.
Yeah.
And then...
How did the guest know?
She couldn't believe what was happening. When she got kicked in the ass. And then security.
She probably wore it.
Security came over and broke it up. And then I had such a fun time laughing with security about it. He goes, dude, Jets games, I get it. It happens all the time. He goes, I've never seen a nicer group of people in my life and have fucking fight break. He couldn't believe it either. Like, it was insane.
It was during yellow.
By the good punchline kill, Christine.
Getting ready to say it. You were getting ready to say it was.
Yeah.
She kicked you in the ass.
Were you about to, Jay?
Yeah.
Were you about to say it was during yellow?
Yeah, but in like a funny way.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I would have found the words to introduce that better.
Mm.
But let's let never funny in her life, Christine, bang one
she
out.
She goes, Jay, you forgot to say it's during yellow. That was
hey,
amazing.
Let me say something.
Jay, I'll say it yellow. Out. It was all yellow. She started singing it. It was all yellow. That was the song playing.
Yeah.
Fights during concerts that shouldn't have fights at are, I mean, you got to witness it. You got to see the rarity.
Oh, a Coldplay concert
fight? I've seen a fight at a Dave Matthews Band concert.
Drunken, for sure.
Drunken frat boys. The best fight I ever saw in my life was that Kenny Rogers concert where I was working security, and at the end they were like, if you guys were, like, we were done, and they're like, just walk through the gate, take your shirt off, and you can like wear the t-shirt under your yellow shirt, and you can just watch the concert. Dude, we walked in and took our shirts off, and we turned the corner, and this guy, I've told you this story, was holding a beer, and his girlfriend was holding his shirt, just fucking punching him in the face, and he was like trying to get her off while keeping the beer up. She whooped his ass. And security was like, you guys work here, right? We're like, eh. We're like 16. We're like, no.
What?
But that makes sense because it's a country concert.
Yeah.
You could see fights, domestics at a country. Makes
shootings.
Sense.
Oh, domestics all day long, I'd assume.
I would assume that too. But Coldplay, you don't think there's going to be any violence.
No, it's depending. Speaking of that, I watched that Hulu XXXTentacion documentary.
Yeah.
Not a good kid.
Really?
But here's what it's also is a funny thing happening to me at 44 years old right now is I can't get swept up in the, and I'm putting heavy quotes on this, brilliance of an 18-year-old. Like when they, because they're, you know, they do everything on live and,
sure.
and all this stuff constantly. And like it's an 18-year-old, 19-year-old, 20-year-old impressing 14-year-olds because like they say it where they're like, it just came to me in a dream last night that like you get out what you put into the world. You know what I mean? Like if you give good, you get good back. You know, it's just like keep that. Yeah. But he's saying it was like I just discovered that. So like
I'm the one that discovered that.
Yeah. So I don't know if they're gonna name that XXXTentacion.
Yeah. He goes, I just thought they had this feeling that it's all yellow. And it was all yellow.
But
you know what I mean? And like I'm thinking of that right now.
Yeah.
I'm thinking it's all yellow. And there's a fat lady getting kicked in the ass right now.
Dude, that documentary is rough because clearly the kid was mentally fucked up here and there. But
that's what it is. He's fucked
I forgot
up.
It. I forgot about the pictures of his girl. And I was like, shh, dude.
Yeah, so that's the thing about him. Like, he
who is
fucked.
This?
So
he was a
rapper
that got killed. The only thing I know about him is that Dina Hashem made a joke about him and then got death threats because his fans were such psychos.
Yeah.
He's
XXXTentacion.
Yeah, Tentacion. I always thought it was just an extension.
That's what I thought.
It should have been.
Yeah, that kid.
There's a documentary on him.
He's 5'3", full of piss and vinegar.
Little guy.
What was with that dude when he went up to the house? He's like, where are you at?
Right,
and he
exactly.
He just shows him beating him. And of course, he's on Instagram Live. And I'm like, this is
yeah, he's a piece,
jumping
this
up
kid,
to
this kid
swing
was a piece
him
of
in
shit.
The knees.
He was a piece of shit, for sure. Talented, also, I'm sure. But like, fucked his chick up.
Yeah, it was
like,
bad.
Beat the hell out of her. Yeah. And like, was like waterboarding her at one point of the thing, like in a bathtub, like
took a
drowning her.
What was it, a hairbrush? And
yeah, Jesus Christ!
Yeah.
He maintains still. He's like, she came home like that. I think she got jumped. That's what he said.
That's what he said.
Yeah, I think she got jumped.
And she was she being like, no, he beat the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She's like, he beat the shit out of me. And then, like, his mom apologized to her, like, posthumously.
I like the mom.
A confession from beyond the grave. Rapper admits beating his pregnant girlfriend, stabbing 9 people in secret recording.
Yeah, he's not a good dude. But yeah. He was also, he's very, very, very mentally disturbed.
Yeah, he definitely is.
He was, and I said, you know, I'm sure a talent in some degree of what he does, but it's just like...
It's crazy to see how that, like, plays out, like, bipolar and men versus women, is that men, it goes, like, angry... Like, women just go kind of, like, crazy in their own way. Men go, like, angry and violent.
Yeah. I don't know if that's exclusive.
Well,
to each.
Butterly posted a video today about a woman flipping out in Starbucks, and I'd seen someone else post that video,
yeah.
And I went down a wormhole, and this woman's yelling in Starbucks, and she's like, what about the contracts? What about the contracts? And it's, like, one of those Twitter videos that you see everyone shitting on, and they're like, white ladies at it again. Starbucks ran out of the fucking whatever drink or whatever. And then you see the woman from Starbucks. I went down like at the airport yesterday, went down a wormhole, and I found this TikTok video that was posted on one of the tweets of the girl that she was yelling at from Starbucks. And she's like, yeah, this lady's mentally ill. Like, she's just crazy. Yeah. She came in and ordered her coffee and then stood in the corner and argued with herself for 40 minutes and then came back 5 hours later screaming. But that clip of her screaming goes on the internet and everyone's like, Karen.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, you're like, she's fucked up.
We had a woman in our neighborhood that sometimes she would be fine and pleasant, and sometimes she'd be wigging out. And if somebody was like filming her in one of her wig outs, it would, you know, think,
what the fuck?
She was black though, so she was like Karen, but with like four E's.
But Karen was A-E.
Yeah. It's like Karen, but it's spelled like Flavor Flav said it.
She's an idiot too, though. Remember, she was like, I didn't realize they'd come down on him like that. I'm like, you showed up to the police office. Both of your fucking eyes.
Oh, in this documentary?
In.
Yeah, she's like, well, I didn't know they were going to like put him in jail for a while and stuff.
Kids, like, what do you
kids
think
got a fucking laundry list of a record.
But what did she, you want to ask her, like, what did you think the end result was going to be? And she was like, that they would talk to him?
Yeah.
He's like,
make him see the error of his ways?
Yeah.
He's like, dude, he waterboarded you like you had secrets.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They have the recording of him going, like, she should be scared for her life. She thinks I'm going to kill her. And it's pretty wild. At one point, it's the funniest thing that made me laugh, a fucked up thing, but an acquaintance, they even say it, he goes, an acquaintance of his that was just with him one day.
Mm-hmm.
So they were in a car together, all of them, and he made a joke. The kid himself made a joke, and then his girlfriend laughed at it. She was like, ha ha ha. And he was like, I want you straight in the room when we get home. And the girl in the car was like, well, I guess he didn't like her laughing at the joke. And then he goes, excuse us. And he just went in the room and just heard him like beat the shit out of her. And that's when he like put her in the bathtub and shit. And it's like, for laughing at his joke, that joke wasn't for you.
Yes. What made you laugh? Tell me. Setup? Premise? Punch?
Oh, man. Although, listen, I want to be fair to everybody and say that if there was a tub in here when Christine banked that yellow thing, I would have fucking drowned her in it for a while.
That's why I call you XXXJCion.
XXXJCion.
You do have, like, the white guy version hair of his.
He's got the black guy version of me.
Yeah, dude.
So, I don't know. I heard he's got a tattoo on his neck that says useless in hell. So,
no!
Yeah, dude. I think you're just copying this dude's style.
Oh, no. Remember, I was the first one to get a tree tattoo in the middle of my forehead.
Yeah, dude, maybe that's a giveaway. You know, him, Manson. Whenever anyone gets their bullseye fucking highlighted, you're like, what the fuck are you doing? What the flying fuck are you doing? You're just putting that in the middle of your head? You fucking idiot.
Aim for the tree in the middle of his
All
head.
All these face tattoo people are going to look like assholes.
I can't wait.
In 15 years.
It's only been like 5 years since this happened. What? In 2016, yeah. So
shout out Dina Hashem for being super funny and just making a joke on Comedy Central, and then all of his fans wanted to kill
him. That was great. Yeah. So 6 years later, what's funny is he had a crew of dudes who they say that they were called Members Only.
Hey,
oh yeah, that's
my stepdad Nick used to rock Members Only.
Yeah, he was a past member.
I might. Can we bring back Members Only?
Like, you know, it's already been back.
I see him all over the place.
No, but I'm saying like make it ours. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the way that rich influencers now wear Carhartt.
Yeah.
And they took that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's take Members Only, dude.
Yeah. Let's take it back.
I'm not going to lie. When we go to commercial here shortly, I'm about to Google some Members Only.
Get some good ones.
And I'm going to get a fit.
Dude,
I'm going to get my summer
fit. You
got to
go like powder blue.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. A real door-to-door salesman.
Oh, oh my God. High and tight on the arms. Yeah. And no muscles.
Members only to me always reminded me of like my grandfather or something.
Yeah, it's always the old guys.
It didn't seem like it was never like a young person's thing.
Yeah, yeah. My stepdad always felt, he was like 50 when I was a kid, so I was like, you're old.
But this happened 6 years ago. He died. And his crew, the members only crew,
yeah,
they interviewed them a lot. And mm-hmm. what's funny is these guys, their belief was they were working on the Adam Sandler system of like, you know what? He's the guy getting all the burn right now. Let's all support the shit out of him.
That sounds about pretty familiar for me.
He'll make sure.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a bad play because Adam Sandler's boys are all funny. Like the guys in those movies that he used. But he just.
And by the way, he's the reason Grandma's Boy was made. And he's
hilarious.
He's
not even in it. Yeah, it's hilarious. So like, exactly. They had that plan with him, he died. He died. And now there's like a fat Asian guy with face tattoos.
They
are just living life. They're just like, yeah, we're not really successful at all on rap music. And they just got face tattoos.
Because we're not really good at rapping. And there was a lot of emotional abuse going on in that crew.
You show them the members only crew? See if you can find them. It's so funny.
Because
they're like, again, they're not old or anything, but like they're just like 30 and not famous and sitting with face tattoos. Dude, the Asian guy is the funniest.
You're working at T-Mobile with a fucking tattoo on your cheek,
dude.
You better be hot.
That's all I was thinking
when they kept coming on. That's all I was thinking. Like, damn, you guys got fucked up.
Do you think he beat his girlfriend for saying Members Only was a clothing brand?
I think it's already a jacket.
You fucking stupid bitch! Shut up. There's no way. What are you gonna tell me? It's sensible office wear. Is that what you're going to tell me?
Well, actually.
Oh, God. You know what? We have to get this read in the next 2 minutes. Okay. Let's take our first break. Coming back, Brian Six is here. He's on the podcast, You Fucked It,
the Bees,
with Shaner. It's a fucking hilarious podcast. You will not regret downloading it. At YFI Podcast on Twitter. Go do that shit. We're going to be back. BigJComedy.com. I'm at DanSoder.com. Fucking, what's
going places? We're doing things.
About to go get some members only. We'll be right back. It's the Bonfire.
You've been listening to SiriusXM's Bonfire. New episodes every Tuesday through Friday mornings, and full shows always on SiriusXM.
Hey there. I host a show called Therapy Gecko, where I dress up as a lizard and talk to anonymous strangers from the internet about their lives. They tell me their relationship problems.
I found out that I was related to the guy that I was dating.
Their hobbies.
I collect my roommate's toenails and fingernails.
Their secrets.
When we did not have toilet paper, I would use the shower curtain.
And also sometimes kind of serious stuff.
I have anxiety when I talk to people.
I'm also sometimes joined by celebrity guests like Doja Cat, Lil Yachty, Bobby Lee, and Eric Andre. Some of the more interesting calls we've gotten recently include a guy who argued with a demon living on his wall, a caller drunk at his job at a middle school, and a caller wondering whether or not he should transform into a dog. So if you're sick of your own life and you want to get lost in the life of a stranger, search for Therapy Gecko wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.